They say birds fly south for the winter. Well, the Cardinals of Stanford are going to be flying all over the place this year, more specifically to the Southeast more as they make their debut into the ACC. Theo Dorsey here on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. And I'm joined now by second-year head coach of Stanford, Troy Taylor, who has been getting probably flooded with questions about travel. Are you like a middle seat? Are you an aisle seat or a window guy when it comes to travel?
You know, any seat that I can get on. I'm usually back in the back next to the bathroom or something. So I'm a fine coach my whole life.
For you, are we overblowing this thing? Are we overblowing the travel stuff? Is it going to be that much of a deterrent to you all? Or also, is it going to be an advantage when you have some of these southeastern schools having to fly out west and play you all on maybe a shorter week?
It's a great question. We're going to find out. You know, I know it's altered kind of the way we're going to do things a little bit. So in that respect, now we'll see what the results are. Bottom line is you got to be able to play great football to win. You know, our travel will travel a day early so we can get acclimated. You know, the humidity is a big part that people don't talk about. I think that's a bigger issue than the time change. I mean, the travel. And the fact that we're playing really good teams in tough environments.
Right. You ain't got to tell me about the humidity as we're set up there in Palm Beach County, Florida. And that's kind of what makes me curious. A lot of your talking points have been about this is great for the Stanford brand as you try to rebuild that program back up to what it once was. I mean, recruiting in Florida and being able to make trips out there more often now, not a bad thing for recruiting.
It's really good. Florida is a great state in football, and it's been good to us. And, we do have a great recruiting class that's coming in that just came, I guess, 3 weeks ago on campus. Only five of them are from California.
Yeah.
So we have to recruit. We're looking for unicorns, guys that are incredible student athletes. Now, the great news is once you reach them and you find them, they're drawn to Stanford. The bad news is there's just not a lot of them out there. So we got to travel far and wide, and Florida is one of those places we hit all the way up the coast. I can tell you all the states that we sign guys from. So it's good. It's good for our recruiting that we're going to play three games out there each year so that families know we're going to be out there. And as you mentioned, Stanford already has a national brand, so people know about it. This fits in really well with us.
Troy Taylor is joining us here on ESPN 106.3, talking some ACC football on day two of ACC kickoff. And if I were to ask you specifically about what you think your guys' focus is right now at this time of the year, as well as how excited are they to be able to showcase their talents on a whole new platform against a whole new set of teams? What are you gauging from what they've been saying about joining the ACC?
They're just very hungry to play, and they've worked really hard since, you know, our last game in the past season. They've been working their butts off. They know we got things to prove and improve, and they're excited about it. Now, going to new locations is always kind of exciting. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. You know, playing at Clemson and Syracuse and North Carolina State, those are all, you know, big challenges. But our guys are excited to go to new stadiums and see new places and play. Playing away games is fun. It's challenging, but it's fun.
You're a guy that has been on the West Coast majority of your life. You were at Sac State before you took over at Stanford. And I'm curious because I had a conversation with Thad Lewis, now quarterbacks coach for the Tampa Bay Bucks, and he was talking about what separates some of these high school athletes, specifically quarterbacks out there in California. And he said most of these guys that you're recruiting out there in Cali have their own personal quarterback coach. Is that true? Do they all have guys dedicated to developing them as quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them for sure. I would say that's pretty common. Yeah, it's not, you know, always the case, but most of them have somebody, whether or not there was their high school coach who's just really good at developing quarterbacks. If not, they'll find some sort of a quarterback coach, which I know isn't quite as predominant in Florida, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's all that speed. So, you know,
there's great players. Yeah. There's great quarterbacks. It's just a little bit different. So, you know, there's always that adage of are they maybe tapped out because they've already been coached up, or, you know, are they better prepared? I don't know. There's been great Florida quarterbacks. There's been great California quarterbacks. So I think they both work.
As we look around here at the Hilton in Uptown Charlotte, they say the ACC, the conference of quarterbacks these days. I'm curious. I just saw Joe Burrow show up to camp with blonde hair, which I thought was wacky. I thought it was kind of fun, but maybe, you know, it's something he wanted to do. It's a little quirky. How would you feel if Ashton Daniels just pulled up this fall, no warning, full hair, full of blonde, there getting ready to take some snaps.
I would be okay with it. I'm not too worried about how guys wear their hair. I'm more worried about, you know how hard they work and how they treat people. And I'm sure Cincinnati's excited to have Joe back, whether he has blonde hair or not.
Exactly. Real laissez-faire guy here. Coach Troy Taylor for Stanford, who's getting ready for his debut season in the ACC. How is this offseason a little bit different from last one? Last one, you were kind of ingratiating yourself to the Cardinal Nation. Now it's kind of more of a transition. Yeah. You have a lot more behind you, and you're also entering a new playing field, too.
Yeah, no, you're right. So when we took over as a staff, you know, last year, we lost 17 players in the transfer portal, 13 starters. So, you know, that whole COVID thing, everybody got an extra year of eligibility. So that senior class that we would have had already graduated. And most people that go to Stanford, they're not going to leave until they graduate, right?
Right.
So the challenge was, at Stanford, we just can't replace that many guys that leave, you know, because it's just too difficult to get in school as a transfer student. So we did not have the depth and numbers. We played with a lot of inexperienced guys. This year, you know, we're still going to be really young. We've got some guys that got their feet wet a little bit last year, got some experience, and then we're up to the full scholarship amount. Last year, we weren't really even close because we just couldn't replace those guys that left. So, we're excited about our improved depth, and we're going to be a much better team. What that means and wins and all that, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I know we're going to be a better team for sure.
Gotcha. And I know you opened up the season there against TCU at home August 30th. Under the lights there, 10:30 Eastern time, but 7:30 local time. Should be a fun one in the debut there. And on the way out, I'll just say this. I know you said you're cool with riding anywhere in the plane, in the bag, middle. Just stay away from the bathroom. I hate sitting next to the bathroom.
It's not a good seat.
The aroma.
I've had that seat before. Yeah. It's not a great seat.
You know what? We're canceling that on you going forward. No more sitting next to the bathroom for my guy, Coach Taylor. Appreciate your time and enjoy the rest
of the
season.
Thanks for having me, guys. Okay.
Yep. That is Coach Troy Taylor of the Stanford Cardinals. Again, they're going to be flocking and flying all over the place with their newly acquired schedule as they join the ACC. A lot of fun here. Day two of ACC kickoff here in Charlotte for the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill.